Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you adoration. There is none like you. None can take your place in our hearts. We pledge allegiance to you. Without you, we can do nothing. We're not just saying it. We know. Without you, we can do nothing. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for always being there for us. Thank you for being faithful, even when we are not. Ekapa basutiala. Mofikata eko safala lebola makosisi makateli makatola bakasisi leya kababasutu labakaheida. Thank you for your son, Reverend Dr. Joshua Thende, and your daughter, Reverend Moji Thende. Lord, thank you for strengthening them. Thank you also for being there for them. Thank you for being there for us, the entire Father's Delight Ministry. Lord, it's not by power nor by mind, but by your spirit. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you for the resident pastor. Thank you for his wife. We are grateful. Thank you for every pastor represented in this place. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for every believer. Lord, we are grateful. We thank you for Zaria. Thank you for Kaduna. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for the world. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you also for qualifying us to still be alive. We are grateful. We are grateful. Once again, Dad, I yield myself to your spirit. I ask that the right words we need be released with all simplicity and all clarity. That as we hear your words and put them to practice, that you confirm them with sign following. I ask that the people following me online and even those in this place will not make reference to this message to me, but to you. The praise and glory will be given to you. Thanks, Dad. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let me get a believing amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have your seat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it's good. And a thing of honor to be standing on this exalted pulpit. I see it as God honoring me through, you see, I'm laughing, through my chief best man. Hallelujah. My brother, Reverend Dr. Joshua Thende, happens to be my chief best man during my wedding. Hallelujah. You know, I look around, I say, which friend do I have that can stand in for me? I discover that the only person I have happens to be my brother. And he did a good work. Amen. He did a good work. And this year, we'll celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary. Amen. And I'm still learning to love my wife. And I thank God for her enduring with me for all these years. Because some of you will not understand. Sometimes you think you know. It's now that I'm learning. I wish I know things the way I know now before I married her. Amen. But thank God, God will give us opportunity to start it all over again. Amen. So celebrate the wife of my youth. Amen. She's my all in all. I love her. Let me say it like my friend Reverend Avon, with the love of eternal life. Amen. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah. To my brother also, Reverend Dr. Anointed Tende. You see, I always make emphasis that all of us in the Tende's family, we are anointed. But he's the anointed one. So we we thank God for his life, amen, his wife, and for always being there for us. It's only God that will reward you in Jesus' name. Amen. For I believe he's the only apostle in the Father's Delight ministry. You know, seeing him, you know that is an apostle. You don't need to question it. Hallelujah. Very, very unique man of God with a unique anointing. Let's celebrate him. Amen. Pastor Tim, please, if I continue this way, we may not finish. All the pastors and the chairman of PFN, I believe. Okay. Because I love acknowledging that, because sometimes some people believe that sometimes we send people to represent us in PFN, we don't support them or we don't like them. We believe in it. We believe in what they are doing. And the great men of God, we salute all of you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Clap for yourself also. Amen. In my company, I came with Brother Onesimus. He's not yet married. And he's not in a relationship. Okay. Brother Anthony. He's in a relationship, but we are not sure yet. So. Amen. Then we have Sister Love. Larry. If I don't call this name, I know your expectation will not be fulfilled. Zainab. She's not in a relationship. Amen. Rise up, wave your hand so that they see you. Amen. Can you stand, please, Sister Larry? Amen. Stand up, yeah. Amen. So if you want her, just see Reverend Joshua. If Reverend Joshua says yes, you don't even need to approach her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walking in divine guidance happened to be the theme for Charismatic Conference this year. And I want us to look at things related to that. And I want God to just speak to us. But the direction I may give you, as a subtopic underneath this particular subject, is why we need divine guidance as believers in Christ. Why we need divine guidance as believers in Christ. Well, let me read some of my foundational scriptures and then allow the Holy Spirit to speak the words he wants us to get. 1 Corinthians, there are a lot of scriptures related to these. And sometimes if you are waiting for us to give you every point with scriptures, we'll spend years not finishing. So believe that we will not lie to you, and go and search like the Berea Christian for yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the word, the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech, you see, take note of this word. Let me emphasize it. When you are doing things by the leading of the Holy Spirit, there is always a reverential fear around you. Paul said, I was, if you check there, he said, in the, okay, in verse 3, he said, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. He's not afraid of the people. If we are to paraphrase that particular word, means I was with you being sensitive to what he will tell me. Well, let me go a little faster than myself before I continue reading. The Lord told me that his original plan for humanity is receiving instruction from him and implementing it on earth. In other words, his original plan for humanity is for humanity to be guided by him. Jesus came teaching the disciple how to pray. He said, pray in this manner. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will, take note, that's your role now. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's divine guidance. That's our assignment. Your total assignment on earth is enforcing the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. And for that to be possible, you have to depend on him. The more dependent you are to his leading, the more of self, the lesser of self-expression you will do. I'm telling you the truth. The lesser of self-expression you will do. Let me finish my reading. No plan B to how we ought to live on earth outside the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let me say it again. No plan B to how we live on earth outside the leading of the Holy Spirit. Your life in totality must be by the leading of the Holy Spirit. The leading of the Holy Spirit is supposed to be an unconscious thing you do. It's not just something you consciously do. No, it should become part of your life. That's what I mean. 24/7. You see, how many of you are conscious of you taking in oxygen? That is conscious of you breathing. Some of you, it's now that I'm talking that you check. You know, anytime you are conscious of it, it's either you are going through trial or you are about leaving the world. That's why they struggle try giving you oxygen that you pay for. to keep you back on this earth. Means outside the leading of the Holy Spirit, you are dead. Everything you do outside the leading of the Holy Spirit, you are functioning as a dead man. Or you are treading a pathway that will destroy you. Hallelujah. Permit me to finish the reading, please. Verse 3 once again. 1 Corinthians 2, 3. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? That your faith, that's another word there, that your faith, you see, these words, they are interrelated. There is no way you will depend on divine guidance or you will be led by the Spirit outside the faith walk. There is no way. They walk together. Walking in the Spirit is living by faith. Walking in the Spirit is walking in love. Walking in the Spirit is fulfilling your God-given ministry. Let me say something to you that the Lord spoke to me. If it's not made for you, I believe it's personal to me. The Lord said to me that just obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit in totality will enable you to fulfill your God's given ministry. Let me say it again. Just obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit in totality is the fulfillment of your God's given ministry. God always acknowledges things done through your cooperation with His Spirit. Everything you do cooperating with the Spirit of God is approved by heaven. Everything you do cooperating with the Spirit of God is approved by heaven. Hallelujah. Verse 4, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Listen to me. When you've worked on your mind to depend on the leading of the Holy Spirit, your confidence in life, your conviction in life will always be in line with the Word of God. As long as you find that thing in the Word of God, no matter the result that comes out, you live by it if you are led. Hallelujah. Verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom, take note, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Listen to me, that wisdom is speaking in tongues. That wisdom is speaking in tongues. One of the primary things you must always do as a believer in Christ, make up your mind, no matter your years in the Lord, one of the primary things you must always do is to engage yourself speaking in tongues. Speak in tongues in season and out of season. And if you can't, which I've established, I do it from time to time. If you can, speak in tongues until you sleep. Don't just lie down to sleep. Somebody say, I can't sleep. It's not true. Some of you can lie down and be thinking about your girlfriend. You think about her and then you sleep off and you dream about your wedding with her. You're smiling. Speak in tongues. Just lie down on the bed. When you think about your future, so go, I've discovered when you do that, you wake up praying in tongues. I'm serious. When you speak in tongues sleeping, you wake up praying in tongues. Don't wait until you get to a crossroad in life or when you want to pray before you speak in tongues. If you want to always walk in divine guidance, please, speaking in tongues should be your normal way of life. Please, I'm telling you. Speaking in tongues should be your normal way of life. You can be gisting with people and be praying in tongues. Don't say that. If you want to get me in life, just turn to me and say, I have a question for you, sir. The moment you said that, I switch into it. Because I know I need him. At that moment, I know I cannot answer any question. Never believe that you have the solution for human problem. The solution for human problem is connected to him. Always depend on him. Always depend on him. 24/7. Always depend on him. Don't wait until you come to church before you pray. Speaking in tongues should become part of your life. That's the secret behind the ministry of Paul. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. Even more than the Corinthians. I speak in tongues more than you all. I believe one of the secrets behind Father's Delight International Ministry has to do with the yeast, the consistency, speaking in tongues that my brother has been doing. Since my brother got saved, one thing you find him doing it, apart from studying the word and other things, he speaks in tongues. You find him speaking in tongues. Sometimes not to say anything to God. He said, anytime you are speaking in tongues, you are revealing the wisdom of God. It's divine guidance. Kenneth Hagin said, when God revealed to him to write a book, Plan, Purpose, and Pursuit, he got the two words, plan, purpose. The last word didn't come. He spent time speaking in tongues, and then the third word came. He said, when he got married, in the place of praying in tongues and interpreting his tongues, he knew the numbers of children he's supposed to have. In the place of praying in tongues and interpreting it, he was able to know when he has finished his God-given ministry. It means one of the guarantee way for us to walk in divine guidance is by maintaining a consistent way of life of speaking in tongues. It may not be pleasant. That's why he said we speak the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of men. Speak in tongues. Some of us wait until we get to where we have tried all we know to do. You tried and tried and it didn't work. God, you are the last option now. No. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, then he will direct your path. Anytime you are speaking in tongues, you are acknowledging God in all you do. Make up your mind. If this is the only word I say in this meeting, I'm satisfied. Please trust the Lord with all your heart. Engage in speaking in tongues. There's nothing like too much speaking in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Be a talkative in tongues. If people say you talk too much, start speaking more in tongues. Makata leba, mofekata. Amen. When people are talking,
you can be, if you are walking in the back, you can be speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues will prevent you from living a lifestyle of gossiping. You say, what can control the tongue? Speaking in tongues. If you have problem with the things you say, brothers and sisters, learn to maintain a lifestyle of speaking in tongues. Don't be shy about it. The way you talk must not be louder than how you speak in tongues. Because there are some of you, I don't know whether you are shy of God or you are afraid of Him. I don't know. When it comes to praying, you see yourself in the church, the house of God that is made for prayer. I go, and then outside church, I'm not your mate. You see, I'm not your mate. You people always look down on people. No, brother, something is wrong somewhere. Are you hearing me? When it comes to prayer, prove you are not their mate in the place of prayer. In Jos, they used to call the prayer group in Jos mighty men. Means you are mightier on earth when you spend time speaking in tongues. Anytime they say pray, please see it as an opportunity to yield more to divine guidance. Amen. Are you hearing me? You yield better to divine guidance when you spend time speaking in tongues. Are you hearing me? So anytime, as when Reverend Anointed said we should pray in the spirit, I want you, you should have just closed your eyes, not to turn and check the time. No, close your eyes, wait for in Jesus' name. There's only one person leading the prayer. Because some of us lead the prayer with the man leading the prayer. Mekatatata, ko, sha 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 sha, she. And then the moment the time stops, you go, she. I remember one time we were praying in my house. And I was the one in charge of the prayer. We usually pray for 3 hours. The moment is 3 hours, I continue the prayer. One person, you know, it's not only you that had that experience with your member. One person in my house say, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I look at him, he says, it's time. And some of you, the way you stop, as if you are praying for the prayer to end. If you really yield to prayer, you won't want the prayer to stop. It's not the amount of hours. Just enjoy His presence. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. There is no way, there is no way you will be spending time makatilebola kabala galagala and you want to leave that place. Because the pleasure that stands the test of time will follow you. Listen to me. Walking in divine guidance will give you things that will stand the test of time. It will offer unto you things that will stand the test of time. Hallelujah. Love it. Love it. The best of you is yet to be seen. I'm serious. Well, let me read on so that you see it. I want to just, I'll finish my reading now. Let me read on. Hey, you will make it in life. No, I'm serious. You will make it in life. Some of you have given up on yourself, but I have good news for you. God has not given up on you. God has not given up on you. The years you've lived is nothing in comparison with the years ahead. Are you hearing me? The years you live is nothing in comparison to the years ahead. Learn to enjoy forgiving yourself and marching forward with God. Listen to me. People may have written you off. But one thing you should do to yourself is don't write off yourself. Are you hearing me? Go back to Him. He is there to divinely help you. Don't give up on yourself. The best of you is yet to be seen. The fact that you are still alive proves that God still believes in you. The fact that you are still alive proves that God still believes in you. You will make it in this life. 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 You did not come to this world escorting people. God sent you to this world with an assignment. Depending on His Spirit, obeying His Spirit, walking in divine guidance will lead you step by step and step by step until you enjoy the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't give up on yourself. God loves you. You are the best
of your type. You are the best of your type. There is no second of you. God believes in you. If you are given this microphone to teach, if you are called to teach the word, you will teach at your best because you are better than me in your place of calling. God loves you. Don't give up on yourself. Don't talk like the children of Israel that spied the promised land, the 10th spy, say we are as grasshopper in their sight. No, always see yourself in the light of the word of God. Always see yourself with the mind of Christ. As I'm reading, you will see it. Your new mindset is that of Christ. Whatever God says about you, believe it. I may tell you things, if they contradict what God said about you, what God has given you in the redemptive work of Christ, you may respect me and not say anything. Are you hearing me? No, I didn't say rebuke me. Just don't say anything. Amen? Man of God, you won't amount to anything. Just don't say anything. Don't say amen to please me. Amen. Let it be so. Man of God, you won't amount to anything. The way I see you, you won't amount to anything. The size of your body is not up to my own. So for you to make it in life, your size of body must get to my own. Just keep quiet. Say, do you understand? Keep quiet. The peak of it, speak in tongues. No, I'm advising you. But when words are spoken that agrees with what God has spoken to you, shout, rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you will give out cars. You give. Listen to me. The devil is telling you can't have a house. You give out houses. The devil is telling you will not live in divine health. You will heal the sick. Amen. The devil is telling you are the only one living in divine health. You can raise the dead. Amen. No, don't give up on yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't even say you have no calling. Don't say you don't know how to talk. If the desire is there, if God has put a desire in you, you can be the best Reverend Joshua that is coming up. Because the Bible says you will do better than your teacher. If that is your own word, say amen. Amen. The best members of Father's Delight International are yet to be seen. Amen. The best members of Father's Delight International are yet to be seen. Amen. Father's Delight International, we keep going from glory to glory to glory in the name of Jesus. None of you should believe you are the terminus of this ministry. None of you. The best is yet to be seen. God is still working on the Joshua's generation. God is still working on the Joshua's generation. God is still working on the Joshua's generation. I want the Joshua's generation to shout! Sit down, sit down. Thank you. No, I'm certain. I'm certain. Listen to me. You are still alive because God still believes in you. You can still fulfill your God's given ministry. Moses started his ministry. Is it 80, 85? One of the two. Amen. But I remember Abraham should be 75. That's when he started ministry. I've heard people say to me, sir, they say, if you start your ministry at 30, you started too late. Because Bishop Oyedepo at 25 is already affecting the world. I said, but I read from my Bible. I know that some people started at 12, but there are others also that started late. Abraham at 75. The man I'm bearing his name, Noah, started when he was 500 years old. He built the ark for 100 years. How long can you endure that which God has given you to do? No sign of rain. As a matter of fact, why, when he was building the ark, the sun was hotter. No sign. It had never rained. But Noah believed God. Brothers, I have good news for you. Don't just walk with the result. Work with what he's telling you to do as long as it agrees with his word. Amen. Are you hearing me? And he's being governed by his love.
Dr. Anointed, Reverend Dr. Anointed was in our church in Bauchi. He shared another side, another look at faith. He said most of us believe that if we are living by faith, we're supposed not to die. He showed us from the heroes of faith that some live by faith. They died in faith. They saw the promise and not getting it. So he said there is the reward also of just living by faith. Listen to me. It pays to obey the Spirit. It pays to obey the Spirit. If the Spirit tells you your assignment in Father's Delight Ministry is to be cleaning the shoe of Reverend Dr. Joshua Tende, and you have known that you can teach better than all the pastors, you know it. You know, sometimes you have self-confidence. You believe that, God, you are demoting me. I remember years ago when we started the ministry, there are pastors that sat down. Some even walked to our father and told him, he said, the anointing is wasting. He said, the anointing is all pouring out of our hand. The anointing is wasting. Please, when you are under training, believe whatever your pastor tells you. If he says sit down, sit down. If he says sit down, sit down. Let me tell you another secret. If you find it difficult to submit that which God has given you to those who have gone ahead of you and to those who are with you, you are proud, one. Then number two, probably you miss God. Because when something is of the Spirit, you find it very easy to submit it. I've made it my point of duty. Since Reverend Dr. Joshua Tende is coming to minister in our church, in our convention, I made it my point of duty. If God give me team of the message, I send different ones to him. I say, which one do you want better? Not that I put team of my program, Shaitan Kai Kariya. Then you call Reverend Joshua. He have to, you know, see how he will, you know, rebalance the sermon. You know, sometimes say Shaitan Yai Kariya simply means you have to go back to the finished works of Christ. And before you know, he has to rebalance before he gives you the word. Why not call him if you are inviting a man of God? You are close to him. Tell him. Tell him. Because I've been to meetings where they gave me the team. You wonder, where do you start from? Where do you start from? And they will tell you, they receive from God. We prayed and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Then God said, teach on. Tell the believers not to speak in tongues again. Guest minister, Reverend Dr. Joshua Tende. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm saying this to minister, please listen to people. Be willing. I remember years ago when I was still young in the things of God, God revealed some things to me. I said, I wouldn't tell my spiritual father. If I tell him, he will steal my revelation. So later on I said, well, I'll tell him he's my father. After all, if he steals my revelation, no problem. So I met him in his office. I said, Daddy, God revealed this to me. I don't know whether it's scripturally correct. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They say, yeah, in the 70s, God told me this. Then I said, then why is he not teaching it? And he explained the thing even further than the one I've already known. You thought I kept quiet? I asked him, Daddy, then why are you not teaching us? He said, because you are not mature to that level yet. It's not every word that God gives you that you say. It's not. You see, my own plan, how I plan to share this word, is after reading all through this place. You saw me trying to read all through. It didn't click. I tried. It didn't go. Following divine guidance. I tried. It's not connected. And after this, I wanted reading John chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. It's not connected. Don't force it. Hallelujah. If the people mark you, Yeah.
Salmon note. Correct. Good balance. Yeah. You miss it. You are not to please men, but him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Say, God loves me. As a team, the best of you is yet to be seen. The best of you is yet to be seen. But do your best not to depend on your understanding. The same way you've been serving and following closely, receiving instruction. Always receive instruction from your leaders. Don't go anywhere without their permission. And don't receive any program without first of all seeking their consent. You are not lying when you tell people, when they invite you for a program, you say, I'll pray about it. Your prayer, first prayer point is meet your shepherd. Even if you are talking to God, meet your shepherd and talk to him. Your shepherd has your interest at heart. They will not stop you from going to minister. I remember years ago when I was an usher in the church, I was invited to preach in the church as a guest minister. So I was thinking, who will take my place as an usher? You know, some of you won't see you in church. You go and borrow suit. Want to do so many things. I went to my father in the Lord. I said, Daddy, this church said they are inviting me to go and preach. He said, go. I said, Daddy, my ushering work. He said, no, it's an honor. My usher invited as a guest minister. He said, if you go, don't tell them you're an usher. Just give them the word. I went. I ministered. The same thing. I didn't try giving my own revelation, because some of you are hiding revelation, waiting until they give you pulpit. Please, when this pulpit is given to you, carry the same word. The same word. There is nothing wrong with emphasizing. If Jesus, our role model, we preach the message of Isaiah, you are proud. You are proud. I'm serious. I went preach the same sermon of my daddy with his example. The people were happy. The difference is, I didn't tell them I had it from my daddy. I gave the example as if it's my own. I remember years ago when the Lord did this. Yes. In a meeting, the Lord did this. I didn't say he did to me, but I said the Lord did it. There was high expectation. The people were blessed. They gave me fat envelope. I asked them, what for? And some of you are eyeing the envelope. I say, what for? They say, it's my honorarium. And that was my first time hearing such a word. Honorarium. So I brought it to my father and the Lord. I said, Daddy, they gave me this. They say, it's honorarium. So I gave it to him. He said, no, it's your own. They gave you. I said, Daddy, I give it to you. See. He said, no, it's your own. I said, Daddy, I give you. I was just happy that God used me. Some of you, even if God uses you, you'll be angry if they don't give you honorarium. Say, imagine how I fasted. Imagine what I did. I went to Lagos years ago to preach. I was invited as a guest minister to preach in this meeting. I followed Plateau Riders to go for the program. And I got there. The man of God had no money to put me in the hotel, put me in his house. And I didn't know that the rent of his house has expired. So as I was preaching in every service, he would raise money for me. And by then I was not married. It was the year I got married. He said to them, the man of God, the great man of God is marrying this year. Let's assist him in his wedding. Raise money, good money. And use the money to pay for his rent. And then he said to me, man of God, give me your account detail. I will send you on the radio. I just use the money I raised to pay my rent. No money also for my transportation. But you know the truth. I was not angry. I was happy. I was given the opportunity to minister. And people were blessed. How did I get back? I went to Ijora 7-Up. I saw some Hausa men loading truck there to get back to the north. Then they were speaking Hausa. Then I said, Yangwa, ya kuke. Say, Kedega arewane. Say, Zaka koma gidane. I said, Shuka moto mi dobi. That's how I followed 911 from Lagos. I'm serious. Some of you will ask me, was I led? Yes. Because some, listen, I was led to go for the program. Testimony of the program stood the test of time. The fact that you are led does not eliminate temptation. Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Some of you listen to me. There are pathways God will lead you through to prepare you for your ministry. Can you faithfully produce, faithfully pastor and produce one vessel? Even if your church is not growing. And not complain to God. Imagine if you are the pastor of Apostle Selma. Your only member was Apostle Selma. And since he left to start his ministry, you just have two, three. Are you successful? Sometimes we mark success by the mundane things of life. Listen to me. Success is your total obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit. True success in life is your total obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I know some of you like testimonies. When we are giving you testimony, you like it even more than the Bible. Some people want to know the end of the pastor. Did he send the money? He did not. Say, where is he? He's dead. I didn't kill him. I didn't even pray for him to die. He's dead. Let me tell you another one. And the same year that I was preparing for my wedding, I was called by my father in the Lord. Listen to me. The assignment of fathers in the Lord is the leading of the Holy Spirit. Imagine that they have time to call Reverend Joshua. Please, man of God, I want you to minister during my birthday. He said, I'll wait on God, Daddy, to hear the voice of God, because we have to be led by the Spirit. You know, I've written books about the leading of the Spirit. I'm being very careful. No. Jesus never questioned God. The Bible said the head of Christ is God. God will not tell Jesus to do anything. Jesus will tell God, wait, let me be led first. By what? Or when Jesus sent his disciples, go. They said, no, you taught us to be led. We have to be led. So when your pastor is giving you an assignment, obey. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
My father-in-law was invited for a program. And funny enough, the program has to do with, is under Khan. So he'll be ministering to ministers. So he sent me to represent him. When I walked in for the minister, for the program, he gave me a letter to give the man in charge. I gave it, he read the letter. They didn't give me his hotel. The hotel they booked for my father-in-law. Sorry, my father in the Lord. Means I was not qualified to live there. As a matter of fact, I have to ask for the house of a deacon in the meeting. His house is nearby. He took me to the children's room to change my clothes. So I changed my clothes, carried my Bible, I came. The seat of my father and the Lord, they left it in the front empty. They left me behind in the congregation. So when it's time for the word, the man came up. He said, our friend, then he called the name of my father and the Lord, has sent one of his son. Where are you? So I raised him. Where? To represent. Come and give us the word. So I came up. And you know, some of you, that's the only time you depend on the Holy Spirit. No, even when you think you know, brothers and sisters, that's where you need to depend on Him more. More. Believe you don't know anything. As I was sharing, I said, turn to. This is how they were looking at me. I shared for about 15 minutes. Then they started unzipping their bag, brought out their Bible, started writing. At the end of my sermon, I said, we'll continue from there tomorrow. The same man that said, where are you? Came to carry my Bible. I said, thank you, sir. So I went back behind. He said, no, come to your seat. Come to your seat. That's not the part I want to give you in the story. But they even let her, instead of inviting my father in the law, they decided to invite me. Then my father in the law asked me, what did you tell them that they are dropping me for you? I said, Daddy, what you've been teaching us? It's the same thing. I know some of you say, that is a deeper revelation you've not taught. As a matter of fact, I've been waiting for you to give me opportunity. You didn't give me. You see, people are inviting me from outside. One boy used to come for your program, sir. And was a pastor told me about what the boy said. He said, if he comes for program in Zaria, they carried him in the car. They give him hotel. He said, in their church, he has been singing. They don't honor him. Just for escorting a man of God. You feel they should treat you in your church the way they treat you as a guest. Something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. A man of God called me. He said, what should we do to that boy? I said, allow the senior pastor to handle the case. Since he's a big man of God, leave him on his seat as a big man of God. And continue your work. Some of you don't know that pride has got into your head. I can be invited, sir, if the Lord lays in your heart, I'm willing. I can be invited for great days to lead the prayer from beginning to the end. How can I lead people to talk to God and it will be a demotion? Which one is better, leading people to talk to God or talking to human beings? We change our perspective. They tell you, go and lead prayer. No junior pastors. I don't understand. It's not wrong to delegate responsibility, but there is no responsibility in the house of God that is lesser. Yeah. Pastor Tim, I'm still coming to you. I'm still coming to you. The way you have been obeying, don't give up. Don't look out there. Don't allow people to distract you. As a matter of fact, the devil will tell you that there are people that can't sing like you. They are making it. Look at you. That's a deception. That's a deception. So, in that meeting that my father in the Lord sent me to represent him, there's an apostle. Sorry, is it an apostle now or archbishop? It should be an archbishop. Archbishop in that line. He doesn't go to any church. Doesn't go anywhere. He has his own ministry. Doesn't mingle with anybody. But his wife was in that meeting. He said God told him that he will send a young man that he will hand over the ministry to. Very big ministry. So the wife went and told him, he said, come and see this young man. Maybe he's the one that God spoke to you. So he came for the meeting and sat behind. They were shocked. Everybody was bowing to him to see Archbishop in the meeting. Then he sat down. When I finished ministry, he spoke to the people, not to me. He said, can you please bring the man of God to my house? I want to have a dinner with him. He said, which hotel do you put him? And for your information, they wanted taking me back to the hotel they booked for my father in the law, which they did not give me. I refused. I said, the house, the room for the children of the deacon, that's where I will stay, and that's where I remain. Because your anointing is not connected to any hotel. So they were ashamed. I'm serious. They were ashamed to take the archbishop to the deacon's house. He said, which hotel? They couldn't answer. And I didn't tell him, love covers. Yeah. I know some of you will go and be exposing. You say you are led. No, leading of the Holy Spirit covers. Yeah. Believe you are hearing. It covers. So I went and met him. Good food. And when you go to places like that, put knife here. Watch how you eat. The pastor that escorted me was eating more. Me, I just drank some, ate few. And then a man of God called me aside and spoke to me. He said, the Lord talked to me. The Lord told me that he's sending a pastor so that we hand over the ministry. He's of age. Before I die. Are you married? I said, no, sir. He said, I will sponsor your wedding. I'll pay everything. Good opportunity. Do you have a car? No. I'll give you a car. Some of you say, open door. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And take note, my father and the Lord sent me there. About to change a father. Because of open door. About to change a father because of open doors. Hallelujah. I didn't discuss anything with your reverend. At least you think they met, had meeting as brothers. We've not. No, I did not. So in case if something is, you know, there is a spirit talking to you because he knows, he believes in you. He knows that you are being distracted. He's not condemning you. He just knows that you are going along the pathway. He's telling you, get back. If a donkey will speak to Balaam, I'm a prophet. I'm not a donkey. Human being. I'm talking to you. Please obey. When the man of God finished saying it, I said, sir, thank you for the offer. But I have to discuss with my father in the Lord. Then he said, which father in the Lord? I told you God said. I said, sir, I can't accept it. I was sent here by my father in the Lord. I can't accept it. Say, what did the ministry give me for my wedding? Hall. The church. My wedding. I was joined in the church. That's the church contribution for my wedding. Was I happy? Very happy. I didn't even know that they're supposed to do anything. Some of you now, you get angry because the church did not decorate the hall for your wedding. Because the pastor did not buy cow. Because he was led to buy cow for one particular person. Can I get an amen? Amen. When you were joining the church as a member, did you sign a form that during your wedding, the church will take 50% and your family will take 50%? Thank God, it's coming from you people. You are saying no. So that you should always remember. Because there are people that have left churches because of this little thing. A man left a church, sir, because he bought new furniture and nobody went to his house to see it. So he left church. Habba. Habba. So man of God, when God speaks to you, if your leader said yes, you know, there's some of us, we suffer long, but we are not patient and kind. When your pastor say you are not going, say, okay, sir, go back and sit down and act normal. Not that way you say, yes, daddy, and you sit down as your pastor is preaching you. Say amen. As a matter of, when you're walking into church, they will know there's a problem. Say, what is it? Say, nothing. God brought me in this place. I'm not going anywhere. Nothing. Nothing. Amen. No. No. The way you know you will act when he says yes, act better than that one. That's when you will know you are led. And when God is telling you to leave a ministry, please, before you even think of moving or doing anything, after praying very well, go to your leader. Say, this thing is coming to my heart. Don't even say God said. This thing is coming to my heart. Daddy, what is your own suggestion? Anything you say, daddy. And if your pastor did not say, that is God, he just said, follow your heart. Please just sit down. I don't know whether you have the secret. He didn't say, I believe that's God. Because he could confirm it. He just said, follow your heart. Follow your heart. There are pastors that want you to go because you've been giving him problem. He sees that as answered prayer. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Amen. May your presence in the church, I'm praying for you, may your presence in the church always give joy to the pastor in the name of Jesus. May your presence in your church always give joy to your pastor in the name of Jesus. Is this a mistake some of you used to make? Is when you see us come up here as guest minister, you say, that's the church I want. Don't miss it. God said he will give you a pastor according to his heart, not your heart. I used to tell my members, if it's your choice, I know you won't choose me as your pastor. But God knows that the kind of person you are is only me that can pastor you. You know, I was pastoring a church years ago. You know, there are a lot of experiences. And I always correct the members. Please don't do the things I did. I was growing up. I did a lot of funny things while growing up because of zeal. So was I led? I was training myself to obey the leading. I invited a man of God for a program. And the man of God happens to be my junior in the ministry. And then, since we are still young, I decided to keep him in my house. So, his girlfriend, which happened to be my church member, came to see him. So I told him, man of God, let's meet in church. So I went to church. It was time for church. He didn't come. The girlfriend was not around. So I told the usher, lock the gate of the church. I didn't even allow him to come. I said, lock the gate of the church. I decided to preach. He came, knocked the gate. Nobody opened. Preach, finish everything. Then we close. Then I open gate. He said, man of God, I was knocking. You didn't open. I said, no, you came late. You know, five foolish virgins. They locked them outside. I said, don't do it. Hallelujah. The next day, he came early. Amen. So, in that same church, I was pastor. You know that I was strict. I rebuked one of my church members. Okay, I think it's that very service. A church member came late too. He was locked outside. And he said he invited people. They knocked and I didn't open. So he decided to go to a beer parlor and drink. Drink and got drunk. Because he was a drunkard before. So with this incident, it pushed. He said the only time he becomes sober is when he drinks. So he went and got drunk and came and knocked on my door. So I opened my door. So he walked into my room. Say, Daddy, I'm drunk. I know that I cannot confront you in my normal senses. I have to be high to tell you the truth. I have come to warn you. If you ever lock me outside, whatever happens to you, you are in for it. I say, okay, sir. He's under influence of alcohol. So I allow him to go. The next day, he was normal. He didn't come to me, I went to him. I say, if you ever try what you did yesterday, I will beat you. He was, because I could beat him. So that's why I'm telling you, God will give you a shepherd according to your heart. Sorry, his heart, not your heart. He knows that I could pastor that man. Amen? We'll continue from there. Next class, you are blessed.